Hey, Tyler. So, this particular text was written by Edgar Allan Poe. And usually when you think of Edgar Allan Poe, everyone thinks, you know, dark and macabre and spooky and gory and all that kind of stuff. It was written in 1833. He's got a whole bunch of poetry that most people don't know about or don't read, which is another reason why I wanted to pick that text, is because you don't think of Poe having this beautiful poetic side about him, and he really does. He dedicated this piece to Francis S. Osgood, who had a literary flirtation and close friendship with. Right? So Poe had written the poem to her, and it was published first in 1833, but then it was put in the collection of The Raven and Other Poems in 1845. And I've modernized the language a little bit. I'm going to read you the original text as it was first intended. Thou wouldst be loved? Then let thy heart from its present pathway part not. Being everything which now thou art, be nothing which thou art not. So with the world thy gentle ways, thy grace, thy more than beauty, shall be an endless theme of praise, and love a simple duty.
So in that language, it doesn't even need the music.
Right? I know, right?
We talk about literary flirtation. You just did it.
I did it. That's right. There it was. So what in the heck does it mean? Have we stopped to really dissect the text? Let me give you 2 seconds of it. You would be loved? That's a question. You would be loved? If so, then let your heart from its present pathway part not. Okay? We have this thing going on, and if it really is true love, hey, let's keep this thing going, right? Okay? Being everything that you are, don't try to become something that you aren't. This is working, right? And I love you just the way you are. So with the world, your gentle ways, your grace, your more than beauty, shall be an endless theme of praise. I want to say that again. I love that. Actually, I want to steal it and say it sometime to my wife, see if it works. So with the world, your gentle ways, your grace, your more than beauty, shall be an endless theme of praise.
It's a beautiful quote.
Yes, isn't it? Says the Raven Edmore. And love, a simple duty. It's a neato text that I like a lot. And when we take that middle section, so in all your gentle ways, it just brings it in, and it's all gentle, and it's delicate. Sing, if you could, So With the World. I don't have a measure number for you. You find it? So with the world, 3, 4, and 1. Yeah, there you go, right? Ooh, that'd be a stretch, wouldn't it? Can you make sure that that first world? So with a world, so with a world, you're dead. Again, and go.
So with a world, you're
the next thing we're going to work on next week is the word gentle. It shouldn't be gentle. It should be gentle. It should be an open E sound. Gentle way. Gentle. Gentle doesn't sound gentle. Gentle. Okay? Good. Take a squeak, chariot. We actually did all of what I wanted to do tonight last week, and I'm hoping that some of that has stuck. I'm going to skip over the slow part for a minute, and we'll go to the why don't you swing down, chariot, stop that. So this is the big bass solo, why don't you?
I wish I had enough, but I really don't.
Here we go, 1, 2.
Why don't you swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride.
Okay, no, no. No, 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 no. We had tons of energy. Why don't you? Swing! And this, we just, I don't know, that chariot, like,
went in a pop.